This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back to InfoWars. Thank you for those kind words, Mr. President. Recently, there was a firestorm of criticism when President Donald Trump fired the FBI director, James Comey. And then word leaked that the president said that Mr. Comey was a nut job. Well, I have just put up a piece at LouRockwell.com called The Incredible Mr. Comey, which outlines his entire history as a nut job. In fact, you see, Mr. Comey was the prosecutor in the Mark Rich prosecution. You remember Mark Rich. He was the international fugitive financier who essentially purchased a pardon from President Bill Clinton. So not only did Mr. Comey succeed in winning Mr. Rich's conviction, but then he provided the cover-up for the payoffs to the Clinton Foundation with which Mr. Rich purchased himself a pardon. And that pardon didn't go through the normal channels of the Justice Department. No, it was put in front of President Clinton at the last minute of the last hour of the last day of his presidency. And then, of course, it was Mr. Comey who was the prosecutor in the Sandy Berger affair. You remember Mr. Berger, don't you? He's the guy who served as Bill Clinton's national security advisor. He slipped into the National Archives, took documents that proved that Bill Clinton could have killed Osama bin Laden, but didn't, shoved them down the front of his pants, smuggled them out of the building in violation of law. But don't worry, James Comey was on the case. Mr. Berger was not charged. And no justice was served. And then, of course, there's Mr. Comey's role in the HSBC scandal. That international bank got caught money laundering hundreds of millions of dollars for drug-related activities. This is not just a financial crime. This is a drug crime. And lo and behold, nobody went to jail. Nobody was prosecuted. HSBC merely dipped into the small change draw and paid a massive fine. Then Mr. Comey, that paragon of morality, that man of great integrity, well, he went on the HSBC board. How much were you paid, Mr. Comey? How much did you put in your pocket for giving the crooks at HSBC a pass? No, the president did the right thing. Whether he fired Mr. Comey for being mentally unbalanced, a nut job, some would say, or whether he fired him for any other reason, we know one thing. He didn't fire him because he was trying to head off an investigation into Russian collusion. An investigation that even Mr. Comey admitted under oath had turned up nada, zero, nothing. Again, no crime, no collusion, no cover-up. No, Mr. Comey's revenge plan, in which he makes up fake memos to assail the president, this is a non-starter. We've exposed James Comey right here at InfoWars. I'll be right back.
Alliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Welcome back. You're at InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. And now we are honored to be joined by a true rock legend. People don't understand the impact that Rick Derringer has had on American culture, writing some of the greatest rock classics. You know, a lot of times the artist gets the credit, but it's the songwriter who's left his imprint on America. And that is the case with our guest, Rick Derringer, and his associate, producer and filmmaker, Trey Smith. Welcome to InfoWars.
Great to be here.
It's an honor. It really is.
So, I am just blown away. I, of course, remember Hang On Sloopy, listening to my transistor radio as a preteen in Westchester County, New York, and you played with the Winters Brothers, perhaps two of the greatest white blues artists in American rock blues history. But what we're going to focus on today is a powerful piece of music, which has an interesting history, in which Rick Derringer has rededicated to our president, Donald Trump. So, tell us the story of The Real American.
Real American Well, my writing partner and I decided to write a patriotic song, and we really had high ideals. We wrote this song, and we said, man, we have hit the mark. So we cried after we wrote this song. Then all of a sudden, I was producing an album by the World Wrestling Federation, and they decided they wanted it on that album. Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, decided he wanted it to be his theme song. Well, that was a little bit depressing for me because we had such high. We wanted this to be a patriotic song, an anthem for everybody in America. And all of a sudden it became a wrestler's theme song. So, I mean, that was good, but it went on for 30-plus years. And then all of a sudden Hillary Clinton, when she was running in her primary against Barack Obama, used it as her campaign song.
Thievery! Thievery!
Yeah, that's right. But nonetheless, in some ways, it elevated it to the kind of the status where we had envisioned it. But then Newt Gingrich used it for his victory song when he won his primary. Then they played it for America's Got Talent. A guy balanced 40 watermelons on his head, and they played it for him. Then Barack Obama used it to unveil his birth certificate at the Correspondents' Dinner.
More thievery.
Yeah, more thievery. That's the way we look at it. But nonetheless, he used it. And then Donald Trump used it for 4 videos in this campaign season. But the famous meeting, here's the thing, the famous meeting when Donald Trump went into the Oval Office the first time with Barack Obama, I read this in the New York Times. One of the big issues that Barack Obama wanted to talk about with Donald Trump was he said, I'll dare you. I can't believe you took my song, Rick Derringer's Real American, and used it. So it was kind of at that moment, since it was done originally in the 80s for Hulk Hogan, not for him, but, you know, he's used it all these years. I felt like it needed a new version. It sounded so 80s to me anyway. And I said, this way, Donald Trump, in theory, could have a version. The next time he met with Barack Obama, he could say, check this out. I have my own version now. So we didn't exactly do it for Donald, but I just did it in kind of retaliation for Barack Obama telling Trump that he stole his song.
This song is powerful, folks, and we've got a terrific video that Trey Smith made. Let's roll that.
Reported that one of the topics of discussion in the meeting, the first famous meeting in the Oval Office between Trump and Obama, one of the topics of discussion was Obama coming down on Trump, razzing Trump, because how dare you use my song?
Fight for the rights of everyone. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. There's not this with my U.S. When
clean version. So the next time he meets with Obama, he can tell him, you know, look, I got my own version.
I don't, just for me, it's not yours. I think you can send Obama a bill.
Yeah.
And not a fake one that's voted. I'll have you do one. Yeah. We'll show him what a real birth certificate looks like and a real bill for using it. Obama, here's your bill.
Well, there you have it. Powerful, really powerful, terrific footage there at the Wailing Wall in Israel, the cradle of our Judeo-Christian values. Congratulations, Rick Derringer. That is a powerful piece of work.
Well, we decided to add a little extra, this new brand new version. We added an extra bridge in there where it says, our cause is right and just. We're built on truth. In God we trust. And that wasn't in the Hulk Hogan wrestling theme song version, but we decided that the song deserves something like that. It deserves a little new treatment.
Well, you've had an interesting odyssey, as many people in the entertainment business have had, kind of moving left to right, or maybe disinterested to right. And I know that can't be easy. A lot of people in the entertainment industry look down on folks who decide to stand up for the country.
Everybody in the United States is in a terrible situation right now. All the people, the majority that supported Trump, are made to feel like they are the minority, and they're treated terrible. So we're all in a situation where we're afraid to tell people that we actually are Trump supporters. A good friend of mine that I played on his early records and stuff, Todd Rundgren, is right now doing a big campaign all across the United States saying, if you like Donald Trump, don't even bother to come to my concerts. So I'd like to extend an invitation to all those people he's tossed out of his concerts. Please come to my concerts. Because, you know, we should all be proud of the fact that we supported the winner.
Well, and there's some free enterprise there. Tell us about your upcoming concert schedule, if you can, because I know we have folks out there who want to see Rick Derringer live. It's a show to behold. Tell us where you're going to be.
The easiest way to tell you is just say rickderringer.com.
There you go.
There's always a schedule posted at rickderringer.com, plus all kinds of other good stuff there. But you can always see where we're going. Going to L.A. next to play a big show in with the Standells. The Standells opened for me in 1966 while I opened for the Rolling Stones on their first American tour. But that's the next show coming up.
There you have it, folks. A man who's played with Mick and Keith and Johnny Winters and other rock legends. A rock legend in his own right. Rick Derringer, American patriot. And a real American. Thanks for joining
Thank
us
you.
At InfoWars.
Thank you
Craig,
very much.
Thanks for being here. We are going to remind you one more time to get to the InfoWars.com store and support the fight for freedom. We bring you scintillating rock legends like Rick Derringer because you support us at InfoWars, and the fight for freedom can only continue if you give us your support.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones with some great news. Rock God Rick Derringer has moved his schedule around to spend a little more time with us, as well as his associate producer and filmmaker, Trey Smith. Now, Trey, I specifically recall you're making a powerful documentary about essentially biblical prognostication and prediction of the successful election of Donald Trump. Tell us about it.
Roger, it's larger than that. We, in fact, Rick and I were just in Israel for 10 days. We did everything. We were in Sodom and Gomorrah. We were all over the place. But we, yes, we put I put up a video on the on predicting. One of the men that had prophesied, a guy that was bad mouth from here to Timbuktu, Kim Clement, everybody called him a false prophet. Well, all the way back in 2007, he was stating this man, Donald Trump, was going to become president. And I listened to that. And the core of people that I would listen to, that's what they believe. So privately, I put together a compilation of reasons, prophetic reasons, why we believe that Trump was going to win. Why the more than that, that we believe that the Lord was actually putting this man in the place that he was. And that not in a trite thing, because a lot of actually to save the country. And that's so on this end of the fence, that's what we believe in. As far as I know, it is the largest view pulling video in terms of a prophecy on Trump.
Tell us the name of it so folks can go see it. How is it listed?
Trump Prophecy. It'll come up number one. Trump Prophecy of Trump.
Well,
Smith.
I'm a believer. I think people don't understand the extent to which Donald Trump has given up a great life. He didn't need to be president to be somebody. He already was somebody. Yeah. The most successful international businessman on the planet, universally known and non-controversial. A great life, a great family, a great home in Palm Beach, a great apartment in New York, an easy lifestyle, although Trump's a worker, a guy who's at his desk on Monday morning, 7 o'clock every Monday, there until 5, but a guy who could be spending this time enjoying spending time with his grandchildren. And instead, he's working, you know, 8 and 10 hour days. He is making a 9-day trip to Europe. He's producing for the American people. And unlike these grubby career politicians who just wanted to be president so they could have the title, he stepped into the arena to make a real difference because he's tired of seeing what's happened to the country. I remember distinctly an interview he did with Oprah Winfrey when she said to him in the 80s, "What about running for office, Donald? Would you think you'd ever run for president?" He said, "No, I don't think so. Unless things get so bad that I have no choice." That's where I think we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roger, that's why the Lord put him in the position he's in, is because he's a workaholic. He loves, even with those, I promise you, that all of the Trump businesses, they can argue this way or that on all of their little medias. But this is a man that takes pride in coming into an area and not only making it profitable, but making it more beautiful than the other guys. And that's why the Lord put him in that place. He's not satisfied unless he's doing that.
Well, having known him for...
I believe that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Look, having known him for 40 years, I can tell you, he's about excellence. He's about quality.
That's a spirit.
There is nothing better constructed than a Trump building. He wants the best marble, the best brass, the best wood. He's a tough taskmaster, but anybody who worked in the Trump organization, down to the lowest stonemason or war board guy, could get in to see the boss if he had an idea how things could be done better. If he didn't like the quality of the concrete that was being delivered and that Trump had paid for, he's accessible. And he's the same way as president. This is a man who, unlike some of our previous presidents, he's not going to get isolated. He's not going to get cocooned. He's on the phone. He works the phone harder than anybody since Lyndon Baines Johnson. Believe me, he's talking to people in every strata of life to find out what's really happening in America. All right, we're just about out of time. Again, I want to thank Rick Derringer. I think we're going to come back for one more segment. Trey Smith, Rick Derringer, Rock God, right here at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for AutoShip, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for you and mine.
Hang on, something, hang on. Hang on, something, hang on.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. You know, just as the president is like a lion surrounded by baying hyenas, so is Alex Jones, who is taking an orchestrated beating in the mainstream media, lie upon lie upon lie. So I am happy to sit in for a guy I think was an MVP in the election of Donald Trump, and that would be my friend Alex Jones. We're here with rock legend Rick Derringer and the better half of the Derringer family, his lovely wife, Jenda. I've had Jenda on my radio show, The Stone Cold Truth, and we talked about their odyssey and their strong support for the president. Jenda, welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you very much.
We are so happy to have you here in the studio. So tell us your take on the real American. You've got to be very, very proud.
Well, it sounded too 80s to me, so I told Rick, and from then on he said it's too 80s, and then I came up with the idea of having Space Odyssey come in first before the song, and it did come in just right, and our drummer said, yes, this sounds really good this way, and so it also exits with that same Space Odyssey 2001.
Well, it's one of those songs that I find, once you listen to it once, it just revolves around your head. I find myself humming it while I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about it. It's got that kind of catchy riff to it. I see why Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama tried to steal it. Now, in the case of the Clintons, she and her husband would steal a hot stove, as you know. And why their crimes at the Clinton Foundation are not the subject of a special prosecutor, well, maybe that's coming. Have you found that people in show business, people in the entertainment industry, have treated you differently as you've moved around the country?
Which way? In what way?
Well,
how so?
I find since the Netflix documentary Get Me Roger Stone has aired, now when I travel, more people recognize me. And it's about a 50-50 split. Some people want to give me the finger. Some people want to spit on me. Some people want to call me names. And none of that bothers me. because of the many patriots who step up and say, can I get a selfie? Thank you for helping our president. Thank you for standing up for Alex Jones. Thank you for your reports on InfoWars. So it's rewarding.
Yes.
And I take the good with the bad. What's been your experience?
I haven't had any bad experience yet at all. I think that so many people support our president secretly that there's no problem, because I would have definitely seen some occurrence of it had I, you know, thought that there was a problem. I would have been very intuitive in seeing it, I think.
Yeah, I do a thing called Storybook Show, and in that show I talk about the story of Real American, and I've found you expect the audiences maybe to be half and half, but they are a majority of Trump supporters almost every time we do the show.
Wow, that's extraordinary.
Yes.
I have found that, generally speaking, in politics, the whole notion of a hidden vote is something I've tended to discount.
Yeah.
I'm empirical. If it doesn't show up in the polling, which is what we use to base almost everything on, it's not there. I changed my mind by the high number of people who would come up to me in October and say, I'm voting for Trump. It happened every single day. And while it's anecdotal and certainly not scientific, a disproportionate number of African Americans would come up to me on the streets, in restaurants, on the plane, in the airport, and tell me that they were with the Donald. So I had new respect, and I think the results showed in the end that there was a hidden vote, that there were many Americans who shared our views, but they didn't want to put themselves up to the derision and the attack of others, so they kept it to themselves, which is an interesting commentary on where we are in America. I am really excited about your song. I have sent it to the president. Frankly, I'm hopeful that he will have you in because we know that he knows the history, and we know that he has now the ability to reclaim this song from its previous poacher, shall we call him, the poacher-in-chief, Barack Obama. Folks, if you have the opportunity to see Rick Derringer live, this, according to my friends, is something to behold. I yet have not had the opportunity, but our paths will cross. Tell us again, rickderringer.com, to see where he's going to be playing.
Yep.
Folks, this guy is a hardcore rocker. I mean, I asked him about guitars in the break because it appeared to me he was playing a Stratocaster. You set me straight on that.
Yeah, the Warrior. Warrior guitars. They're handmade instruments. The best electric guitars you can get are handmade. And these guys actually carve them. If you've never seen an actual guitar being carved by hand, it's an amazing thing. You expect machines to be doing this stuff, and these guys at Warrior actually hand carve these instruments. It's really amazing.
Well, as I said, I put myself through college playing a Fender Precision bass. I always wanted the jazz bass, but it was a little out of my realm.
Right.
And I ultimately sold it to buy a Volkswagen for $540 because I needed to be able to drive to work when I went to work for President Nixon. But I can appreciate the craftsmanship here. I guess, you know, a vintage Stratocaster today would fetch an enormous price, right?
Yeah.
I have
Chanda,
two of them.
Chanda has two really rare ones. One of them she bought was actually the guitar I used on the band Derringer Live album. And she found it somewhere and bought it. And then she has another, a 1966 perfect condition. One of those kind you hear about that the person put it under the bed and never played it.
Wow.
She found one of those. So she actually has two very collectible Strats.
When I was in
the other one's a 65, and it's in great, great
that's
shape.
That's the one from Derringer.
When I was in Palm Springs not long ago, I read that a place there had the Hofner bass that Paul McCartney had played.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go see it. It was very cool, but the other thing they had was this two-tone mint green hollow body Gretsch guitar that had belonged to Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. It had kind of a dark green, what do they call it, the guard on it.
I love this. I actually
guy.
Got to play with Brian Jones in 1966, the whole 1966 Rolling Stones tour. And then both Paul McCartney and Ringo at the same time for Ringo's 70th birthday I played when Paul came out and sang They Say It's Your Birthday. And Ringo, I thought these guys would, you know, be closer. You think of them always talking and stuff. And Ringo was really moved that Paul would come and show up and honor him for his birthday.
I actually got to play with Mick and Keith when they came to visit Lee Atwater, who was then the Republican National Chairman in Washington, D.C., and we were sitting around talking, and we did an impromptu version of Rock Me Baby. It was one of the highlights of my non-political career.
Well, we have
career.
To jam together sometime.
I'm not good enough to even get in the arena with you. In any event, we thank you again, rock legend Rick Derringer, another freedom fighter, his lovely wife, Jenda. Thanks for joining us here.
You're welcome.
At InfoWars.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Glad to have you. Now, while we are at it, you can go to the InfoWars.com store. And among the fine products that I am recommending is The Making of the President 2016. This book has the inside story on how Donald Trump pulled off the political miracle of the century. I don't need to remind you that the old media, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, they were aligned against the president. And what we now know is that the new media, whether it be Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, they were also rigged, manipulating their algorithms and playing other manipulative tools. For example, on Google, a Hillary Clinton press release was categorized as an update, but a press release from the Trump campaign was categorized as a promotion. Folks, that's the difference between 6 and 8 million opens a day. A perfect example of how the new media was seeking to rig the game against Donald Trump. You'll find that fact and so many others in The Making of the President 2016. And when you buy it at InfoWars as opposed to a bookstore, you're supporting the fight for freedom. You're supporting our efforts to fight the tech left and their efforts to strangle us, to censor us, to shut down dissidents and debate. That's what the fight is all about, folks. Now, I'm going to be taking some calls here in the segment, so I want you to go to 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're going to open the phone lines here shortly, and I will take all comers on the questions of the day. Whether it be James Comey and the fact that he appears to have used a fake memo that was probably put together by the Russians or someone that alleged that there was collusion between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the Clinton campaign to limit the inquiry into Hillary's illegal emails and her server. Once again, if you need proof that James Comey is indeed a nut job, as the new T-shirts that we're putting up at Stone Cold Truth will show you, or as I wrote for the Lou Rockwell site, lourockwell.com this week, well, there is no better proof. There you have the upcoming T-shirts. Those will be available at Stone Cold Truth. May shortly be available also at the InfoWars store. Let's tell it like it is. Indeed, Mr. Comey is a nut job and good riddance. And kudos to President Donald Trump for having the courage to can him. I'm ready to move to the phone lines here. And we have Mark in California. And he has a question regarding Jeb and the Bush crime family. Mark, welcome to InfoWars.
Oh, it is an honor, Mr. Stone. That's your real last name, isn't it?
It is. It's the one I've had my entire life. Now, the truth is that I am of Italian-American extraction. And when my father's people were coming to the United States because the clerk at Ellis Island could not pronounce the family name, he said, "You are Stone, and I have been Stone ever since." But I'm proud of my Italian-American heritage. Indeed, I'm proud of my Sicilian heritage. Just don't mess with me. Go ahead with your question, Mark.
Well, we need to sell like 10 million of Jeb and the Bush crime family, because I really do believe that he stepped down 11 days after that was published because he was scared Mr. Trump was going to put his finger in his chest and say, Jeb, we know who killed Kennedy. We know your dad's a pedophile. Roger Stone quoted the Franklin cover-up in your book four times. I think it's chapter 21. Excellent. Go! Roger Stone. Stone him with Stone.
Well, thank you. You know, this book has now been reproduced. It's called The Bush Crime Family. It's now available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any place where good books are found. And it has two new chapters about George P. Bush, the Texas Railroad Commissioner, and the next criminal from the House of Bush who would be president. His plan is to run for governor and run for president. You see, the crony capitalists in the Bush family can't wait to get their snout back in the trough. The real problems with the Bushes is not that they are not conservatives. It's even worse. They're crony capitalists. And they have gotten richer and richer while the American people have gotten poorer and poorer. And it doesn't matter whether it is Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. The elitists align with the globalists' profit and they enrich themselves while they drive the American worker and the hardworking American taxpayer into poverty. Thank you for your shout out. I commend to you The Bush Crime Family, available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all great book purveyors now. How about Stephen from my home state of Florida? Stephen, what's on your mind? Welcome to InfoWars.
Hey, good afternoon, Roger. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, I wanted to let you folks with Alex and InfoWars and you, especially since you're on today, know about an idea I came up with. I think it's a unique way that we could honor our 45th president, Donald J. Trump, and in the same way, take a shot at these globalist criminals. And because, you see, what he is doing is that this isn't about Trump, all this stuff they put out there, you know, trying to make this about us, about Trump and, you know, what they're manufacturing, which is all a bunch of lies. This is about a war between you know, what the founding fathers of this nation stood for, and these globalist criminals with their promotion of all their satanically inspired criminality. And so, being that the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, I had an idea that we should mint a new U.S. coin in pure silver or gold, and that what it ought to have on it is the caricature of our president, Donald Trump, and on it what it should say, since, you know, if Hillary wanted to take a shot about all the deplorables, take up of the saying, e pluribus unum, what it should say is, deplorables us unum. Because that's what we are. We are what you consider the deplorables. We are unified against you and backing our president. And I think that would be really fitting if we could have the Treasury Department come out with something like that to stick it in their face, because I am so sick of these criminals and all their lies and their rhetoric and their empty nonsense that they're putting out there, because they've got nothing. And so the only thing they can do is the old thing. You know, avoid the message and shoot the messenger.
Well, Stephen, I'm afraid I got to cut you off there because we're moving up on a hard break. But thank you for your question. It's a great idea. I urge you to go to chargehillaryclinton.com if you want to sign the petition to the Attorney General demanding she be...
The success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. Don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, there you hear rock legend Rick Derringer, who just joined us here in the InfoWars studio. We're going to go back to your calls, because this is, frankly, my favorite part of the show. Let's go to Mike in Wyoming, out there in the West. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, Roger. I was curious. There was apparently a major problem with a guy named DeStefano in the White House personnel office, who was basically making sure that no Trump loyalists were hanging on for more than 100 or 120 days. Has that been sorted out?
It has not, and this is an enormous problem, because the Trump presidency, or I should say the chief executive, does not have control of the current government. The number of Obama holdovers is astronomical, and there has been a logjam in terms of both replacing Obama appointees and an even more serious problem in the constant promotion of establishment Republicans whose loyalty is to Reince Priebus and the Republican National Committee, but not to President Donald J. Trump. The other problem you have is Mr. Priebus's inability to tell the Trump cabinet members that the jobs in their department, the assistant secretaries, the deputy secretaries, the counsels, the deputy counsels, and all of the other appointees are the province of the President of the United States. Because when left to their own devices, unfortunately, many of the cabinet officers, like Rex Tillerson, our attorney general, seem to produce nominees who are establishment never Trumpers. We need a White House personnel shop who rewards service and loyalty to the president. Now, who are we talking about? I'll give you a perfect example. Ed Martin, who ran the Trump campaign in Missouri, former counsel to, former chief of staff to the governor of Missouri, former counsel to Pope John Paul, former chairman of the St. Louis Electoral Board, a man who's written a book co-authored with the late Phyllis Schlafly supporting Donald Trump. This is a man of extraordinary talent and capability. But where is he in the Trump administration? Why, he can't get his resume through the White House personnel office. No, Mr. DeStefano seems to be an impediment to building a government that is loyal and dedicated to the president's agenda. We are really at a point where this problem must be solved. If you want to stop the leaking, get rid of the Obama holdovers. The leaking that isn't being done by establishment Republicans is being done by them. This is not rocket science. The president needs a government and appointees who are committed to his agenda. It's the non-globalist agenda. It's the agenda of an outsider. You see, the two-party duopoly that has run this country into the ground, they will resist Donald Trump and his reforms to the bitter end. Let's recognize that it's time to fight this out and for our president to get on offense. I'm Roger Stone. You're at InfoWars, and I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In America.